This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Revelry with Will and High Five Tom.
All right. What up, High Fivers? This is your boy, High Five Tom, and back from an epic adventure in the land of the Jaws. I've got your too slow Will on the other side of the country here. Will, how are you this evening?
Feeling pretty slow, Tom.
Well, I mean, you did spend some time.
We had a great time in Cancun. We came back, and we both got sick.
Climate change, that'll do it.
It's a couple of days after, you know, you get so used to breathing in that nice warm
ocean
coastal air, and you come back to fucking shithole Derry, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
where scumbags like Matt Taven's from.
Yeah, we definitely have some comments on that earlier when you sent me that that text message about Taven earlier today. I chuckled aloud, as the kids like to say. But did you get sunburned? You don't look too burnt.
Got a little color on my arms and the backs of my shoulders are bad.
Okay.
That's like the gross peely part. Which, admittedly, I didn't burn nearly as bad as I thought. People who are friends with me on Facebook saw that I made like a rant about how like I got wrecked. And Friday night, like, it hurt like hell. It hurt so bad, but then Saturday morning it didn't. So it was just because I probably burned a little more on top of where I was already burned.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't hurt. You know, just a little gross now. Got a little color on the arms. So I've burned way worse up here at the beach than I did down there. There's a lot more sun down there, so.
And you're close to the equator, so.
Damn straight I was. All that tropical fruit, fresh.
So we were talking in pre-production, but you said the food was awesome. So it was actual locally sourced food, probably.
Well, I mean, you know, I work in a grocery store, so like everybody, you know, it's always what you go for. Like, you want like fresh produce, you want local produce, but stuff doesn't grow everywhere. New Hampshire is not primo citrus growing environment.
Tough.
New Hampshire is not an ideal spot for pineapples to grow. So when I could go to breakfast every morning, get a cup of orange juice that tastes like it was freshly squeezed, and I can go to the breakfast bin and fill up a plate with just different fresh fruit options for the day. Because there was one thing I missed, because I didn't get it on the first day that I was there, and they didn't have it the rest of the day. So I'm like, oh, I missed out.
But you had your first tequila sunrise, huh?
I had a lot of tequila. A lot of tequila sunrises, a lot of mudslides, tequila sunrises, painkillers.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, what's in a painkiller?
I don't totally know. It's like coconut, pineapple.
And booze.
And booze. I think it's vodka.
Mm. Yeah,
beats Tom, me. Tasted good.
Yeah, Tom is a former tech or tequila fishing, or I want to say consumer of tequila. I am a fan of tequila, but been a long time. So, yeah, I was yeah, I really shouldn't be taking my pants off in public anymore, so I quit drinking tequila. So.
Oh. just got to have the right kind of party.
Yeah, that's you never know.
So you just got to get you hyped up for some hoopla.
Yeah. I don't know if hoopla is going to get me hopped up, but I don't know.
I guess this is as good a time as any. I mean, I didn't really buy anything when I was down there. My mom sent me the money. She said, get yourself like souvenirs and stuff. And there just wasn't really anything that like jumped out at me, but like I needed to get.
Yeah.
But what I did get today is I got the files for, I mean, people will see it eventually. Once we know what we're doing, oh man, it's going to send. This might not send. This might not work. Oh, it's trying.
We'll share a file in the meeting.
So y'all can't see it because this is a audio only experience, but.
Nope, dude. Nice.
I sent Tom what you'll see. You'll all get to see it eventually. We'll kind of figure out sharing it and what we're going to do for socials for this podcast and whatnot. But I commissioned some work from my online amigo at In Brightest Day X. He is Ohio's not in the Midwest, right?
It's yeah, but definitely Midwest.
So he is a Cincinnati guy.
Okay, yeah.
So he has done work for most recently Leo Rush. He had a design just come out with Leo Rush.
Nice.
He's done stuff for Gringo Loco. He's done Danhausen, Ethan Page, Good Brothers. He's done a lot of great stuff. He recently did something with, I don't remember. Oh, he did Adam Page thing, I think. I've been a fan of his stuff for a while. I've got several shirts with his work on it, including his own. He has his own brand that's still kind of in its early stages called Falcon Arrow.
Yeah.
So I got the final versions today. So we've got all sorts of different portions and files so that we can kind of head to the races with it. We can do stickers, we can do shirts, booty shorts, whatever the listeners want.
Booty everywhere. So everywhere. Well, this is exclusive to all the high fivers that are listening. So we are going to steal our good friends over at the Mark Orders gimmick. But yeah, anybody want stickers? I don't care where you are in the world. So yeah, I'm talking to you, UTT Rob. You know, if you guys want some stickers, we'll send them over to England. So just DM me your address, and we should probably have stickers within the next couple of weeks. I got a guy that can make them. So
hell yeah.
Designs. We just got to get our info on there, and then VGM and Shining Wizards, but yeah, it looks dope, man. That's not what I was expecting, so great work, Will.
And full disclosure, Tom has seen kind of the, we'll call it the top half.
Yeah.
But we added some more, he added some more details in, and the handshake thing, we got Revelry on the wrist tape.
Yeah, we're like,
doing, like it, Tom.
Yeah, we're doing like branding and shit. I mean, we're 69 episodes into this thing, so
I'm glad you like it, because like when he sent me the, because he's been messaging me here and there, he's like, hey, I'm still working on it, and it's like we're not in any rush. Like, it's not like we have a deadline where it's like we have to have like all this shit sorted out.
Sunshine, you want to see our new logo?
So again, that's at In Brightest Day. You can find him on Instagram and on Twitter. I'll shoot it to Tom so we can put it in the show notes.
Okay. So it's our new logo that Will got us commissioned. What do you think?
Ooh, I didn't get it on.
If I gave you some stickers, would you pass them on to work? Yes.
It's a shame that this is a an audio only podcast.
You give me the sticker, though. I had it better work.
Okay. Thank you, Sunshine. Yeah, that's dope, Will. Thank you. So,
It's about time I contributed something.
Well, I mean, you contribute every week, Will, so.
I even contributed a question of dishonor from the beach.
You did. And that's nice.
I thought Tom and Brendan were going to be recording on Thursday. So when I messaged him on Tuesday, the day I landed in Cancun, I was like, when do you guys record again? And you're like, oh, I'm like 2 hours and however many minutes. I'm like, oh, I got to get you a question like now.
And it was a hell of a question, Will. And Lason, you listen back. I almost totally spaced it too. Brendan's like, yeah, we have, I'm like, well, shit, we do. A really good one too. Now for those that don't remember last week or may have missed last week's episode, basically Will had asked with the naming of the Ring of Honor titles, you know, the Jay and Briscoe belts, any other wrestlers for any other belts. No, Will, I mean, was it okay that we picked people that were still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, I think, gratefully, the majority of folks that were key parts of Ring of Honor are still kicking around one way or another.
I got no heat with Jimmy Rave, but I didn't want to, you know, make it the Jimmy Rave, you know, pure title or anything. So,
well, he never had the pure title, right?
No, but I mean, that's really the only thing I could think of. So, but just to recap, so Brendan had picked Samoa Joe for the world title, obviously. I picked Bryan Danielson, and then I picked Jay Lethal for the TV title, much to Will's chagrin. And then he picked Nigel for the pure title. Actually, we both picked Nigel, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to name it after AJ Styles because Ring of Honor kind of fucked him, you know, by not recognizing that title for a year. But, Will, what are your answers? I'm going to put you on the spot.
So this question was asked purely out of adrenaline and being like, oh, no, I gotta come up with something.
It was a great question. So you did a great job, Will. So,
because I hadn't, for those of you who follow me on Twitter, I had some issues watching Honor Club on my phone, or at least half of it.
Literally.
So I hadn't watched at this point. I hadn't watched the TV, which I did watch today because I just let it kind of autoplay. So after I watched the episode we're talking about today, it played prior week's episode because it plays in reverse order because that's how you scroll through them in Honor Club. Stupid.
Yeah.
But I hadn't watched Supercard yet. So it's like, well, I kind of want to ask something pertinent to the shows, but I hadn't watched them yet. So I was shuffling along the beach, panicking. It's like, oh, they just unveiled new title belts. Let's do something about that. I think Nigel for the pure title is a great answer.
It just makes sense. Or Jonathan Gresham.
It's still too soon. That's a band-aid. I don't think we're ready to rip off yet.
Yeah, but I mean, he really
should. Like, if this is down the line, absolutely.
Is he really?
Because the whole pandemic Ring of Honor really was all kind of centered on Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah. And well, it should have been. I mean, he really epitomized the pure title. He brought it back to prominence. I mean, it's a title, been dead for 14 years. Yeah. It's crazy to think if you would have told me in March of 2020, I don't even think we were talking at that point yet in our friendship. But that Shibata would be your new peer champion.
I didn't think Shibata was gonna win. I probably should have, but because I was looking, it's like, you know, I didn't pick him because I'm like, you know, this would be a really solidifying win for Wheeler Yuta. If they want to convince the people like me who aren't really on board with Wheeler Yuta, not that Wheeler Yuta is bad,
just fail.
He just doesn't really do a whole lot for me.
And I liked Wheeler Yuta. I really did.
Like, I was super intrigued when I first saw him in the tournament. But since then, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't really feel like wowed or moved in any way.
Yeah. By the way, it snowed here on Monday.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's been so up this way, it was like in the 90s last week. And now it's been back down to like the 40s.
Same here. All right, so Nigel, you're happy with Nigel.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy with all your guys' answers. I said I didn't really have any answers like in mind. I just want to get a question out there. I'm glad Brundon. I'm glad it met Brundon's expectations.
Yeah.
As the primary question giver. But Tom, this week we have two questions.
We do.
Somebody else finally asked us a question.
Yeah. You know, and this is open. I mean, obviously, Rondon's, you know, gimmick is the question of dishonor, but, you know, he's not the only one. Well, Mike Spear Jr. followed me. Do I follow him? Yeah, I do. Okay. So I thank you for following me back. All right. But, I'm really hoping for some synergy here for those that listened to last week's episode. Brundon is a big fan of Bob Sapp. And Will, so did you watch any Bob Sapp matches? Or I don't know, you'd never heard of him, but you saw. No. I mean, you looked him up and you saw.
I looked him up because I didn't know who Bob Sapp was.
He's a specimen. That's the bottom line. Yeah, and Bob Sapp is a MMA Pride legend, also former. I think he won the heavyweight title. Brundon said. But yeah, so looking for some synergy with taking the territory, our good friends. Rob over at UTT, with their daily Tank Abbott post, but hopefully they're going to be doing some synergy with Bob Sapp. But for those guys, they actually switched it, so now it's unputting the territory. Which two members of the 2013 Ring of Honor roster would you most like to see face off in a game of gutter golf, and what obstacles would you put on the course? Now, this may actually surprise you guys, because I was not a fan of this person until about 3 hours ago. And I've been really irritated that said person was on my screen all the time. And that's Cliff Compton. But listen, Brendan, Will, and I, and Eric Fries have a little group chat in the Discord. And we're just talking about high spots. I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't watched a bunch of Kevin Steen shows. But I watched the Kevin Steen episode with Cliff Compton, and that dude's a funny motherfucker. I gotta admit. So I would like to see Kevin Steen versus Cliff Compton in a gator golf, and I did not think of any obstacles. But any obstacles I would put in the way. For some reason, cinder blocks are coming to mind. I don't know why. I'll get back to that. But Will, do you have any 2,000 people on 2013 Ring of Honor roster? Because Kevin Steen's a funny motherfucker. Just watching this game would be a blast.
Right, he's inherently funny. And to see him step into like the foray of mini golf, basically.
Yeah. Ooh, I got an obstacle.
I'll say
as long as it's not Truth Martini.
I was trying to think of somehow I could like get the House of Truth in there somehow, because like all the debris from the hoopla could be the obstacles. But I'll say, you know, we're talking about unsettling differences. We're going to talk a little more about the relationship between these guys and when we get to the meat and potatoes of the show. But what if Steen and Carino were able to air things out
over a game of gator golf?
Over a game of gator golf.
That would be awesome.
With the obstacles being members of Scum running around the kind of around the ops, like around the course, like at random intervals.
Well, it's funny because my obstacle, I was actually just thinking of adoring my two lovely cats here, but a room full of stray kittens would be the obstacles. And then like the kitten bowl, you can adopt, you know, we televise it, do it for charity. And then you can adopt all these beautiful kittens, which my buddy Diesel, you know, one of the creators here of the Visionaries Global Media, but their newest cat Moo, they actually got from the kitten bowl from the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Yeah, so the kitten was right down the road, and they were like 30 miles away. And Moo's a pretty little kitty. Yeah, I think a game of gator golf in a room with stray kittens would be a blast.
I mean, he's my one of my other initial thoughts was if the ladder war wasn't the true end, and the true final meeting of El Generico and Kevin Steen was a game of gator golf played around the ring. Post ladder war, like where they haven't cleaned up any of this stuff yet.
Oh, there we go.
You got to start like at the ramp, and you have to like, or you start in the ring, you have to like get out to like the top of the ramp or something like that.
Yeah, with all the plunder and everything. Ooh, that's I like that.
But unfortunately, El Generico is long gone.
Yes, he passed away in that orphan fire. You know.
Rest in power.
Yeah, but his spirit is alive and is current WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champion, so. As seen on WrestleMania, but we're not going to talk about WWE because this is a Ring of Honor podcast. But, yeah, make sure everyone's following. I will put the links in there. Those guys do a great job. Like I said, they've got a bunch of fun episodes. They do silly shit like this all the time, so definitely check those guys out. So
that was our bonus question. Now we also have Brendan's question.
We do.
Insert musical number here, because I don't know. Eventually we'll get it together. We'll have like something. I don't know. I talk an awful lot of game for somebody who actually has nothing to contribute. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're co-host on the show. You got us a logo. Yeah, we should get a Brendan. We'll get a song, but. All right. Brendan almost forgot his question this week, but his question is honor. Can you think of what your favorite Ring of Honor promo or in-ring segment would be? He's got two. Punk's This Is Straight Edge promo from his feud with Raven. Very passionate, really explained why he hated Raven. And also Jimmy Jacobs' reveal of Age of the Fall. I have not seen this yet, but I have heard. It's the one where they hung one of the bloody Briscoes upside down while Jimmy Jacobs got pro under him in a white suit. Jimmy Jacobs, write a book. Come on, Ring of Honor Revelry. Love to pick your brain about stuff. Jimmy Jacobs, you are a wrestling genius. But you know, I'm gonna kind of stick, you know, because I don't know a lot of pre 2011 Ring of Honor. You know, and there's been a lot of memorable promos. I mean, one that was really fun because I just started watching Ring of Honor, was the whole when Adam Cole got kicked out of Bullet Club promo, with Marty Scurll was introduced to Villain Club. But I'm gonna kind of stick with this theme of the show here. And really, and even though we weren't doing the show at this time, but really the Carino Steen promo leading up to their battle at Final Battle 2011. And if you want to include in-ring segments, just Steen in that whole match, just flipping off Jim Cornette, the whole kit and caboodle. But everything leading up from Carino and Steen, just letting those two geniuses go at it was a lot of fun. And Steve Carino is a great storyteller, by the way.
Yes, it's a shame that he's obviously not getting to do enough stories in WWE because that stuff's dog shit.
Yeah. But, Will, do you have a favorite in-ring segment or in-ring promo?
So, I have even less to pull from than you do. So, thinking like different segments, it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff I'm thinking of, I don't know if they're necessarily considered segments or if they'd be considered like part of matches. But what I'm going to answer with is one of the last Ring of Honor pre-Tony Khan shows, Delirious giving Cheeseburger his mask. Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
Because that still sticks with me. And especially with, I need to apparently go back and watch Supercard so I can hear Cheeseburger call Maria Kanellis a cum dumpster.
I mean,
but like, just because in that moment, like, you know, Ring of Honor is kind of on the outs. Like, it's kind of fun around. It's like, we don't know what we're going to do now. And the fact that we've seen Cheeseburger from.
Yeah.
Like, just gathering streamers, getting called up with Charlie Haas, getting kind of brought in here and there. You know, and all the stuff that we're going to see, and how he goes to the Tokyo Dome, he teams with Liger, he gets the palm okay. attack, and he,
yeah.
he comes back through as world famous CB. It's like, yeah, we got to see so, like, we saw, like, his whole career.
Yeah.
Across the 10 plus years.
Yeah. There's a he's got a really cool t-shirt out there I wanted to buy. I don't remember what it looked like, but I'd know if I saw it. Yeah, we are fans of Cheeseburger on the show for sure. Yeah, that's great. I mean, we saw him being created. And, you know, it's tough not to – I mean, there's so many Briscoe promos that you could go to.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about the one that we got today. I mean, Briscoe. I'm surprised we didn't say $5,000.
Oh, yeah. But that Mark and Jay promo, the not cosmetically pleasing promo, we posted it last year sometime. It was a lot of fun. But, yeah, I was going to stick with Carino and Steen.
My other one, it's not a promo, but when the fan yells at Kevin Steen that he sucks, and he's like, because I learned from her mom and she's an expert. I'm pretty sure that was from, I just watched it. I don't remember what show it was from, but we just watched it relatively recently.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, I also watched Matt Hardy on the Kevin Steen show, and that was a lot of fun. I didn't get all the way through. I kind of tapped out when they went to the questions, but they were talking about this particular segment, you know, and how Ring of Honor did not want Kevin Steen to use the word motherfucker.
You know, sometimes motherfucker is the word that you need to use, though.
Yeah, I mean, it fits segment, you know, and it was just really talking how they kind of went through the whole thought process, and really kind of bummed that they really never got to pay that off. You know, kind of spoiler alert. So, Dean and Hardy could have been fun, you know, but obviously Matt Hardy is getting a lot of go away heat. At this point in Scum. So, but as always, obviously, Rob, thank you so much for your question, Dishonor. You know, people send those questions in. Will and I will do our best.
It doesn't even have to be Ring of Honor. You can just ask us whatever.
Yeah.
You want me and Tom to throw down about olives again? We can rehash that.
I mean, you know, I don't know if I want to open that can of worms or anything, but and obviously, Brendan, thank you for coming on last week, and thank you for yet. Another great question of Dishonor. But yes,
thank you.
I think we're going to take a quick break here because I got to take a leak. So like my good friend Phil always says, we're going to plug all our friends here on the Shining Wizards Network. So make sure you check out all the great shows here on the Shining Wizards Network. And also VGM. I don't have a VGM commercial quite yet. Maybe I'll create one. Yeah, just type in Visionaries Global Media. Into your Google machine and it'll pop up with all the great shows. Yeah, but high fivers, we will be right back.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag Join the Mark Order. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
All right. Well, that was all the great shows here on the Shining Wizards Network. But Will, we're going to steal Mark Henry's gimmick, but we are on to the main event. Episode 83 of Ring of Honor Television. Original air date, April 20th, 420, 2013.
I mean, it's kind of nice all around, right? Because this is episode 69, right?
Yep, we are on episode.
If I read that note right, episode 69 came out on 420.
Yeah,
nice.
Funny, the synergy of that. So, we are still in upstairs of the Hammerstein Ballroom, and to start off the show here, Kevin Steen does come out with the title, but there's no scum. But obviously at this point, the crowd's behind him. So we're seeing kind of a switch here, Will. And that is, of course, until.
Right, they're chanting, thank you, Kevin, like he's going somewhere.
Yeah. You know, he lost the championship. He had a great run. You know, and Steve Corino comes out and like he's been doing, you know, Kevin Steen hasn't said a word in like a month and a half. You know, he's not returning his texts, not returning his calls. But, you know, you have to remember the mission, Will, was to kill Ring of Honor. That was Steve Carino's mission the entire time.
Yeah.
But seems like, well, I don't want to kill Ring of Honor. Like, since Cornette left, now he believes in the company. Company's just fine. And really, I mean, you know, he understands the mission, but he just wants to earn another shot at that title.
He wants the world title. That's all that matters. Prize fighter.
Yeah, I mean, that's not just a gimmick. And then, you know, Steve goes on and respects Carino. He would follow him through hell. You know, he's had questions, but he behind everything he did, with the exception of
this motherfucker,
Matt Hardy. Yeah, like I said, it was pretty funny. Like I said, if you get a chance to ever check out the Kevin Steen show we had with Matt Hardy, they do discuss this little thing. A lot of fun. but yeah, earlier, you know, the thank you, Kevin, chance. Any thoughts on that, Will?
No, I mean, this, I kind of wish we got to see a little more of this kind of playing out. This kind of like the time of the last couple weeks I've been on, where we're getting this, right? Steen has jumped out of scum. But we didn't really get a whole lot of that earlier besides the fact that he's either not saying anything or Carino is cutting him off before he can say anything.
Yeah.
And he says, he's like, you know, when this was just me, you, and Jimmy, he's like, this was great. He's like, but now you've got like all these other people, it's like, why?
Yeah.
So it'll be good for it's hard to say a face turn, because it's not like Steen has been incredibly over with the crowd the entire time. But more of a baby face role.
Yeah.
If Steen is to join the ranks, right? Of.
Yeah. You know, and then to wrap it up, you know, Steen says, well, I mean, it might be time for us to go our separate ways, you know, embrace his heart, but, you know, we can either walk away.
Right, we can either walk our separate ways. I go this way, you go that way. He's like, or you guys can do what you're planning on doing. It'll be the biggest mistake of your life. And Carino says, Kevin, you know, can't let you just walk away. Yeah. So Steen drops the mic and goes after Matt Hardy.
And then obviously the rest of Scum jump, you know, Kevin Steen, obviously we've seen that. Basically it ends with Jesus / Matt Hardy getting the twist of fate on team. Ryan,
the whole thing, he's like pro wrestling Jesus, seems a little weird to me, because again, there didn't really seem to be like a build to that.
Yeah. And I know Matt Hardy is actually a really religious person in real life. but yeah, I mean, that's Steve Carino at his best. So that's our opening segment. But we do have another pay-per-view coming up. We've got another Border Wars.
Border Wars.
But Pro Wrestling Noah over in Japan is sending people. And it looks like Eddie Edwards is going to be facing Ishimori. And Eddie Edwards gets on the screen to tell us how excited he is.
I'm more excited than he was to talk about it. When I heard my ears perk, and I know you guys talked about this last week, how they were sending over people for Border Wars. But to actually see it happen, like Taiji Ishimori, it's like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Taiji Ishimori better win.
Yeah, no shit. But then we do get a Roderick Strong versus Mike Bennett, but no Maria. But we do get Brutal Bob.
And Mike, we have Mike Mondo.
But
real, there's still no Caleb Seltzer.
Oh, that's right. You haven't seen what happened yet, huh?
No, but I did listen to the best Ring of Honor review podcast, marking out High Five Tom's Ring of Honor revelry.
If you get a chance to watch that, he took a bump, dude. It was, yeah, I was like, wow. I've never seen a wrestler or an announcer get beat out of town off the script. So I was like, it wasn't that bad. You know, and like talking about, you know, Steve Carino basically just gets rid of Caleb Seltzer physically, throws him in the barricade. And like we talked about last week, I mean, I didn't hate Seltzer. Like when he was just doing, you know, being himself, he was funny. you know, it's very intelligent, very well spoken. But then we started doing the whole jungle fever comment, the whole cum dumpster comments. It was just like, you know.
Yeah, he just doesn't have, the edgy doesn't come off well.
Yeah. But, Will, you did give me some homework a couple weeks ago. It took me a while. I did check out what's it, AEW, is that what it's called, that she was RJ City with yep. the Kingdom, which is pretty funny. You know,
they name dropped Derry, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And Carver, Massachusetts for Mike Bennett, but he named one of his sons Carver, so I'm like, oh, that's kind of lame.
I didn't even put that together.
I think it's a little lame. I love Mike Bennett. I love Maria. I think they're both amazing people. In addition to being amazing talents, but the naming your son after the town you're from.
Yeah, I wouldn't name myself Slinger.
That'd be like my son, Swanton Mercier. Highgate Mercier, Highgate Springs Mercier.
Yeah, but I did have to chuckle that I think Carver's the one that Maria was pregnant with when she was a champion, I guess. So
that's right.
And then I did have to chuckle that Matt Taven married them. You know, and I knew what he meant because my boss actually at the lodge actually married Faith and I, so I know I get the gimmick. So yeah, it's fun to watch. I watched all of Mark Briscoe too. So
the Mark Briscoe one is great because he pulls off like the clueless so well.
Yeah,
and you also get a great sound by Mark saying that he supports child labor 100%.
But we did mention Mike Mondo. this is kind of out of nowhere. Ring of Honor kind of does this sometimes. Once again, I mean, styles make fights, you know. And this is definitely these two. I mean, I would love to see these two actually go at it more. You know, but we do get some kind of code of honor. I mean, Roddy Strong has been doing that lately. I mean, he hugged Machine Gun Carl Anderson after their match.
Yeah, Mondo's out here saying, you know, they're both great athletes. You know, that Roderick Strong's got the cardio, he's got the power.
Yeah.
But Mondo's kind of got beef with both of them.
Yeah, as well, definitely. And then Mondo's definitely putting himself over, you know, in that match in Toronto. He broke his leg one end of the match, but still jumped off the 30-foot thing.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that wasn't 30 feet. It might have been 12.
If I was considering the fact that I feel like I may have broke something like my leg or my ankle, the last thing I'd be doing is saying, I'd be like, guys, we're going to cancel this jump spot. Is like, I'm having a hard time walking around as it is.
Yeah. You know, and then he does those kind of things because he does whatever it takes to win. But if I'm not mistaken, he actually lost that match. I could be wrong. how you feel about Mike Mondo since his return? I'm cooling off a little bit.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the Mondo I expected last year.
It's fun while it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. You know, he can still turn around, so we'll see. You know, and obviously Bennett and Brutal Bob both mold off to Mondo, and Kevin Kelly's trying to keep the peace, but eventually
Kevin Kelly's trying to be like, Mondo, please, if you're going to sit out here, you have to, like, come sit out here. Like, you can't get, like, Mondo's like, we're talking at me. They're looking at me. They shouldn't be looking at me.
Yeah, his Long Island definitely comes out. So, Strong and Bennett spills to the outside. Bennett spears Mondo by accident.
Because Strong was throwing Bennett into, like, all the barricades, like, going around. And that had happened earlier. Somebody got thrown into the barricade. It was by the announcer's table. And, of course, whenever they both go over there, they're both jawing at Mondo. Like, for sure, Bennett said he would break his leg again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mondo, I'd say on accident, eats a spear into that barricade.
Yeah. But man, he milked it for a while because I thought that was gonna be the end of the match. But it goes on for like another 3 minutes to actually go back in the ring.
And Mondo gets involved.
Yeah, Brewer gets up on the apron. Mike punches him. You know, then Bennett eats a stunner from Mondo. And then Roddy hits the backbreaker on Bennett. And then Mike Mondo's comes to the ring and beats everybody up.
Kinda. The running, it's like the running, jumping, like side effect-y looking thing. He was like, where he jumped, but like he wasn't quite like there. So it's like kind of like just yanked him back with him. I don't know. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean.
And there's not a whole lot to this roster, especially since wrestling's greatest tag team left.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean.
But, like I said, like, I feel like I've cooled off a bit on the Mike Mondo. Like, yeah. I'm good. Like, I'm ready to move on to. I was very cool to see Mike Bennett back.
Yeah. You kind of forget too that it's been a while. and I was actually looking at our next match here. So it's Jorge Santi versus from Johnny Rod's school versus Sedarius Thomas.
So this is the thing in pre-production. I told you there's a little bit of crossover here. Ah. You know who else went to Johnny Rod's pro wrestling school?
Tony Z.
It's possible. Yeah. I don't think so. I was listening to the latest episode of the Sessions.
Okay.
Where Renee interviews Prince Nana. Prince Nana went to the Johnny Rods.
Really?
It's a nice interview. Prince Nana is a great interview. Again, our friends in the Shining Wizards have interviewed him. Go back and check that out. And he was on the latest episode of The Sessions with Renee Paquette. But he was talking about how when he was, because he's the youngest of five, and he really wanted to be a pro wrestler, so he talked to a writing WWE. Be like, hey, I want to become a pro wrestler. Like, kind of like, what should I do? What do I need to do? And he said the person, he didn't mention her by name, but he's like, I ended up meeting this person, the person who wrote me back. He's like, I talked to her a couple times, and she gave him like a list of like kind of like recommended schools that like they would recommend. And there were the number one was a school in Jersey, but when he's like, oh, I was 15 years old and I lived in Brooklyn. He's like, getting to Jersey on the bus that all that time wasn't an option. But he said one of the other options was Johnny Rods.
Hmm.
So Prince Nana and Jorge went to the same wrestling school.
Interesting. Yeah, and it looks like he's still active. I don't.
Yes. He was on Dark last year.
Oh, really?
I searched this on the old cage match. Because he looked pretty good in this match. So I'm like, well, I want to see like what other stuff this guy got into.
Yeah, like, I mean, he really, I mean, adapted well to, because, oh, so babe, we've got to match. He's wrestling to our boy Sedarius Thomas.
So it was 2021. He was on AEW Dark Elevation. He teamed up with Teddy Goods, and they lost to a Private Party in 1 minute and 59 seconds.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, still cage match says he is still active.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, a little vanilla character wise, but
he's looks like his last match was December 30th of last year. He wrestled a fellow named Anthony Gamble for the BCP Hellseekers at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Ridgefield Park.
Interesting. So, but unfortunately, these guys didn't get a lot of time. I forgot to queue it up. I was going to queue up the NWO music, but maybe I'll do it next week.
Yeah, they're going tit for tat. Like, he's rolling through stuff too. Like they both connect with like a big boot. They both roll back to the corners.
Yeah.
But and it's looking great. It's like, wow, this is gonna be a good match. And then we get Scum running out again.
Steve Corino says some more words. Suffering, chaos, ugliness, and mayhem.
Says stuff was seen pretty much as a bump in the road, but the mission is still the same.
Yeah, but we'll never see Kevin Steen again, so you know what that means.
We're going to see him in like a week.
So, but Nigel comes out, but he does have Lethal and Elgin with him. So it looks like Lethal and Elgin have put their differences aside for a little boy, a little while.
I didn't tell that was them initially. I'm like, who are these two jobbers he brought out with him?
Because they actually had like holes on and stuff like that.
But Nigel.
Yeah.
You know the joke about how you're watching the movie and the bad guy starts explaining his points and you're like, you know, he's got a point.
Yeah.
It's kind of Steve Corino.
Yeah.
Nigel says he's sick of it. He just seems like he's kind of sick of everything. Like he doesn't really seem to be that angry. But Corino says, like, you know, you're trying to defend Ring of Honor. He's like, you would complain these people would boo you when you were world champion. You didn't feel like anything you ever did was good enough for them. And of course, he shits on the documentary. He shits on all that stuff because Corino's great at his job.
Yeah, obviously, Carino's God, and no one tells God what to do.
That's right. Matt Hardy's Jesus, he's God.
Yeah. but you know,
Carino wants a shot for Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
He doesn't just specifically say Matt Hardy, but it's like Scum deserves a shot at the heavyweight title.
Yeah, he's like, you want me to leave? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and then Nigel's like, well, you know, Scum wants a title shot, but none of the winkers in the ring deserve one. And Creel's like, oh, we'll leave. But one condition.
Yeah, and it's like, that's not enough. He's like, no deal. Because the pitch is two members of Scum against Lethal and Elgin. If the Ring of Honor team wins, which the Ring of Honor side of this feud does not have a great record.
Or a record at all.
Steve Corino is out of not just Ring of Honor, he's out of wrestling.
Which he's okay with because he didn't want to talk to any of these people anyway. So
true. But that's not there's not enough for a wager for Corino. So Corino raises the stakes. He wants a title shot from Matt Hardy, but there's something else he wants for himself. That empty seat next to Kevin Kelly.
That he created.
So he can run down Ring of Honor and Nigel McGuinness until the eventual end of Ring of Honor. So Nigel says, fine, I'll see you at Border Wars. And Corino says, I'll see you next week.
Not the most enlightening segment.
No, like, Nigel's like, you know, taking off his jacket. He just doesn't look like a threat. Nigel's not coming off as like that angry.
Yeah.
Like, I know he probably can't actually do anything in the ring with like anybody. But still, like, he's not getting like heated. He's not getting like. So this should have been done. Like, the whole thought was it's supposed to be like a done deal. Like, Scum was supposed to be done. And like, they're still hijacking your show. And your response is, well, this really doesn't sit right with me.
That was a great impression, Will.
Wow. You know, it's like he's taking the jacket off. It's like, even Karina says, like, put your jacket back on. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Then they all get in the ring. It's like, they aren't going to fucking do anything.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a shame. It would, like we said earlier, it would be cool to see these two young talents get some more time, but alas, they were just, you know, mentioning the story pieces. But after this, we transition right into your favorite time of the week.
Time for a little inside the Ring of Honor.
Which we didn't have last week, so basically they kind of recap last week's TV. You know, obviously Jay Briscoe beat Ken Steen. Shout out to Jay Briscoe. Obviously, we miss you, buddy. But Jay, you know, Jay's his first challenger is gonna be Adam Cole. So Adam Cole, I guess, calls his own shot.
The balls on Adam Cole.
Yeah. You know, and Jay's
like, Briscoe even says, like, I thought we were cool.
Yeah.
You know, but
you know, and then Jay just talks about, like, you know, how Scum wanted to kill Ring of Honor. He's like, no, but you're the ones that are dead. You know, and he's gonna see Adam Cole in Toronto. So we do, it's official. We do get Adam Cole versus Jay Briscoe, his first title defense. We do learn that ACH, always count on Hart, gets a TV title shot. You know, and ACH gets on, you can catch him on a corner of hard work and determination, handing out motivation. So
love ACH.
Yeah, you know, and his, you know, his mama had hard times and taught him to work hard. And then your favorite part, Marcus, go into Border Wars, and he will face either of these two whippersnappers. But
Mark's got some words.
Show it to Mark Briscoe. Who the reason why
he's who he'd rather face?
But he'd rather face the ACH because
Matt Taven's probably got some disease. You don't want to catch them. He said he caught. What do you say? I caught someone with a tractor once. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even know what that means. But Mark,
I like that he carried this through for when he comes out in his commentary on the
it didn't stop. But then we also do find out that we do get Elgin versus Machine Gun Carl Anderson. I keep calling Machine Gun Kelly. You know, who's coming over from New Japan? Like, you know, we talked about earlier. When it was Roddy and Machine Gun, I mean, actually, Bullet Club is literally like 2 weeks away from being formed at this point. So, but yeah, Machine Gun's had all kinds of titles all over the world.
G1 Climax winner.
What's that?
G1 Climax winner. That was a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think he was runner up, wasn't he? I don't think he won it.
No, I thought he won.
I think he was wrong. I could be wrong, but.
I could be wrong too. I thought they said they had won it.
He won the G1 tag belts in 09 with
the tag ones. That's what it was with
Bernard. And I'm assuming you know who Giant Bernard is, right?
Matt Bloom.
Yes. Also known as Prince Albert.
Also known as Tensai. Also known as A Train.
Yeah. Also known as a bad motherfucker in New Japan. But we'll talk more about Noah next week on Inside Ring of Honor. But then we go to our main event, Will.
Oh, you know what we didn't touch upon is that they also talked about Eddie Edwards and Bobby Fish hopping on a plane.
Yeah.
To be a tag team over in NOAH.
Yeah.
Because next week they've got a match, right? It's next week.
I think so, yeah.
Eddie Edwards and Bobby Fish.
Yeah. And they did I know they mentioned it last week. I don't know if they mentioned this episode, but Dave Richards is facing Marufuji. Also,
I don't think they got mentioned on this one, but I do remember you guys bringing that up last week.
Okay. Yeah, so it's Bobby Fish and Eddie Edwards back on teaming together after things got a little tricky.
After they have this match, you know? They got as he said previously, there's money on the table.
Yeah.
Can't believe Eddie Edwards won an Impact. I ate shit on my Impact picks. I picked so. I just kept like reading the results. I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Did you hear what I did for the NWA pay-per-view?
No.
I got 3 out of 14.
And the NWA is also dog shit, so I mean.
Yeah.
I also forgot that Steve Macklin and Deonna Purrazzo were a unit.
I didn't know that either until like a week ago. So.
I totally forgot. Because I picked Gresham and Jordan Grace to both win.
You picked the wrong.
And then I picked the wrong couple. It's like, oh, Macklin's going to win the world title. They're going to have Deonna win it.
Isn't that cute? But for those that don't know, are part of the Shining, so Patreon members of the Shining Wizards can also do their picks. And Will actually won the first quarter this year.
Yeah, that's if Mike didn't miss that show, Mike would have won. Because especially towards the end, I mean, Mike missed a show and only was behind me by like a couple.
Mm.
So even if Mike got 50% on that show he missed.
Yeah. Are you getting updates on the standings?
Where?
Anywhere? Or to Brent, let you know.
Now with like the general Wizards standings.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually watch the visual of the show. I just listen. But I look through the Patreon group that we've got going in the Discord.
Hmm.
That's when we just the Patreon or just the Discord peeps.
Okay. But real quick, back to our main event.
Right. Anyway, back.
Only 7 minutes. Because we get but this is first ACH's first title shot. You know, because he did pin Taven in Asheville at a Proven Ground match. And Mark Briscoe is on the call because he's facing the winner. And like we talked about earlier, he'd much rather face ACH because no diseases, especially with him hanging with Scarlett. Truth and Scarlett come out with him, more porn, basically.
Yeah, but we don't see any of it because they're running replays over his whole entrance.
Which I was okay with.
I thought it was so funny. They're talking about his entrance and all this stuff. It's like, oh, no, see, we're seeing the replay of this other stuff. And then we cut to the ring. Martini's holding up Taven's hand, and Mark says, I don't like how he's got half that belt shoved down his pants.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't know where the other half
is going to be around my waist.
Yeah. But, God, I mean, another good showcase for ACH. Like I said, this match was
so good.
6-7 minutes. Yeah, that twisting jump over the rope thing he did, I was like, Jesus.
Great. Because he steps on the inside of the second rope and, like, somersaults over to the outside. And then he did his like the no hand. Then he did his like the no hands like suicide dive where he like hands behind the head, like he's like to be so sure that you're gonna go exactly where you want to go.
Yeah,
couldn't be me. I couldn't do shit like that.
No.
I'd be taking the Triple H route. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm good. I did. There was a funny spot though. ACH technically got counted out. By the way,
yeah, that when they went from that 19, they drew that 19 to 20 out
quite
a bit.
They're like 19 and a half. But I did have to like it so a fan actually helped them up. I thought that was pretty cool. That was a nice little touch.
Oh, we also didn't talk about the fucking Mark in the front row who gave Matt, gave Bennett a hug.
I forgot about that guy.
Fucking loser.
Well, I mean, you still have to miss that big, bright pink Mike Bennett shirt he had on.
Yeah. It stands out.
Yeah. But in the end, you know, Scarlett.
Also, much love for Martini tries to pull a fast one and dips the robe down. ACH lands on his feet, tumbling out of the ring. But fortunately, while he's getting involved with Martini, Taven hits that sliding drop kick. And clacks him on the outside.
Yeah. And then on the end, you know, obviously Scarlett distracts the referee. ACH hits the ropes. Martini trips him just enough for Taven. That's sweet. Whatever DDT he does is pretty sweet. And your winner and still TV champion and still going on to Toronto to face Mark Briscoe, Matt Taven.
When they showed him, I'm like, wow, he's starting to look more and more like he's actually from Derry, New Hampshire.
Yep.
He looks like the kind of guy that would rev his fucking Honda Civic at a red light at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Bennett is all in on this this character at this point. So I would have hated this guy. I mean, well, I hated him till 2019 anyway, so
I'm curious to see how this goes, because I wasn't a big Taven guy. Because Taven was one of the, I guess I'd say, more prominent people when I first started dabbling, and then to come back later and see that Matt Taven is like one of the top guys, like everybody's like so into him, like what happened?
Yeah.
Because the Matt Taven I saw wasn't really anything to get right, right home about.
Did Matt just happen?
Now he's doing the climax, just the tip.
Yeah. All in all, Will, obviously it's that time of the show, but this is your first episode of Ring of Honor TV.
I think this was a good episode of Ring of Honor TV to come back to.
Okay. Do you feel a little refreshed after taking a week off?
I like that we didn't just get bogged down with replay. Other than during Taven's entrance.
Yeah. And it wasn't even Super Card of Honor replay.
And stuff kept moving along. I mean, yeah, we're still kind of stuck on like the scum Ring of Honor story. But it's going to get Steve Corino in commentary.
Maybe.
Wink.
Big wink. Yeah, if you get a, I know you didn't, so you haven't seen Supercard, but
I have not watched.
Kind of surprised that they just mentioned that Jay Briscoe won. It was the first thing on TV last week, but that's all we've really talked about Supercard. So they kind of swept it under the rug a little bit here.
Yeah, I watched. Like I said, I did watch last week's TV where he comes out with the belt and he's like, you know, because all y'all, you know, we did this, we out here, arf arf, you know, all that.
You say arf arf?
Arf arf, knocked loose, baby.
That's funny.
Then to have little Adam Cole.
I'm the future.
Steve Bilker.
He wants to step up and Briscoe starts like stripping the layers off. He's like dropping the belt, dropping the jacket. He's like, okay, let's go.
So yeah. All right. It's kind of an interesting time. I mean, there's Adam Cole. I mean, they're bringing in a lot of, I mean, three matches on Border Wars are with outside talent.
We're getting outside talent on Ring of Honor television too.
Yeah. So it's an interesting time. So we'll see how Jay Briscoe's title run goes. Unfortunately, once again, with the passing of Jay Briscoe, I am a little bit more of aware of how this first title run goes, but you know, we'll try to forget that. But I'm looking forward to stuff. But I don't know, it was okay. It went by quick, maybe now because I can watch it at 2x speed. I think
they should have swapped the. I know you really can't, right? Because if you didn't, if you just had Tadarius Thomas and Jorge, whatever his name was, in the main event spot, right? Because I feel like that bit would have been a better show closer.
Yeah.
Leaving it off with the, I'll see you at Border Wars. Now I'm going to see you next week. It's like, all right, reason to tune in next week. Because Taven ACH was a good match. ACH is great. Matt Taven's getting there. But it felt kind of lacking as far as the main event goes. So I feel like when it was done, I missed what ended it. It was just like, all of a sudden, he's just like in the ring, 1, 2, 3. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Match is done. All right.
Yeah. Just hopefully they start building some more storylines so that it's, you know, like Ring of Honor, Ben, it's a little top heavy.
Well, hopefully, you know, we'll get Bennett a little more. We'll get Roger Strong a little more.
Yeah, it's good to have Bennett back. So he didn't sign any of his hip hop or country deals. So
He's turning in movies. He's got a record deal. He's got it all.
Yeah, and like, who's really going to be the next challenger for Reed Dragon? You know, so.
Yeah.
Young Bucks come back.
Where the bravado's at.
Yeah. So, yeah, all in all, it was okay. It went quick. Maybe it was just my state of mind watching it, maybe. I don't know. Well, it was okay.
I was pretty pleased, you know, besides the fact that I was able to watch it on my television without a hitch. It didn't, like, stutter. It didn't sputter. It streamed great.
Nice.
Now, if Tony Khan can just do something about the fact that I only get half the screen when I watch it on my phone.
Tony Khan, get your shit together, so...
I mean, I'm not trying to be picky, but I kind of feel like I'd rather have the right side of the screen than the left.
Yeah, he was all over that Dynamite, too. It was just like...
He's got an announcement. He's got an announcement.
Yeah. You know, but it was cool seeing Vikingo and Gringo Loco. I mean, I've seen both of them relatively recent, but, you know, the fact the AAA Championship was defended in Milwaukee is pretty historic, so...
It is very cool.
Well, Will, welcome back from the land of the Jaws to the land of the...
Oh, I say it's good to be back. Well, I mean, I'm ready to hop a plane and go back.
Yeah, well, with your
experience. I'll download my Duolingo now.
So remember, J's or H's are J's, so... Yeah. Well, I think it's... Yeah, probably just pull this train into the station. But Will, it's good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you too, Tom. Thank you to Visionary Global Media.
Yep.
Thank you for the Shining Wizards. Thank you at And Brightest Day.
Yep.
I won't share the... I'll email you the file so you'll see the shoot name, but I don't want to... He doesn't have his shoot name kind of posted anywhere, like in his social, so I'm not going to...
Right.
I'm not going to put out the shoot name out there in the world, but...
Is his info in the email too?
It doesn't have like all his socials, but it has like it would have his name, his email.
Okay.
We got stuff already set up to like go to like use for shirts, stickers, like it's all. We got some that are just like the text part only, some that are just like the graphic part on the bottom only.
Sweet.
He loaded us up.
Awesome.
Money well spent. Support your friends.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we will be going, we'll be getting our stickers through my boy Jack here in Milwaukee, so that'll be awesome. So I'll talk to him actually tomorrow. But as this drops, it'll be 2 days ago. So.
Yeah. Thanks ahead of time, Jack, getting us the stickers. And then, you know, if you want stickers, we'll... We'll get them out there.
Yeah. Well, I said,
like, somehow. I mean, if Tom's getting them all taken care of down in Milwaukee, I mean, I probably won't be the one sending them out, but.
You never know. So. All right. Well, I'm going to put a stick and fork in it, but Will, it was awesome. High fivers. We will talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media. Envisioning excellence on a global scale.